How many believe that Jesus' coming is even at the doors? How many is willing enough to show up to prayer meeting this week to show that you really believe it? Because, ladies and gentlemen, in order for us to be up there in the New Jerusalem, we've got to be having Jerusalem in our hearts down here. True or false? That's right. God is looking for a people that wants to be so filled with His Holy Spirit that everything else in this world is of no value, and they just want to go share the good news. This group that's here this morning is called One Voice. It actually comes from a song that comes from the old Elijah, who came just before Jesus came, John the Baptist. I am one voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And I tell you what, I hope you catch a little bit of contagious love for God this morning as the kids are sharing from their hearts. They are anxious for you to know Jesus as well as they, and we don't come pretending that we know them better. But we come with a hungering to spark revival and reformation wherever we go. And so this one voice that is going to the ends of the earth, we are all a part of. And praise the Lord that we have a part of being a part of that loud cry and going wherever we go and sing or talk His praises. This morning we're going to have some of the students introducing some of these songs. Kristen's the first one up.
Okay, so the first song we're going to be singing, it means a lot to me. Lately, I've been going through some depression, and when we sang it in class, I was just like, oh, you know, nice song, nice words, you know. But I didn't really take it to heart what it said. And so there was this one day where it's just like, okay, last straw, you know, I was about to give in. And just, you know, really bad day. So one of my friends, she was like, why do you think that is? And I finally figured it out, and I told her, and I was like, wow, you know, that's not my problem, you know. I shouldn't be trying to fight this by myself. So I gave it up to God, and I felt so much better from that moment on. And it's just like, ever since then, this song has meant so much to me, because I know that I could go throughout the day and truly say, let there be praise.
Glory. Okay, so I normally don't actually announce many of our songs this morning. I just happened to raise my hand for this one. So the next song we're going to sing, I want you guys to really pay attention to these words, because it really paints kind of a picture of what it was like for Jesus and the picture of Jesus going to the cross. But it also shows the joy afterwards when he raises from the dead. And for me, like, coming to Milo, I'm a senior and then I'm a four-year senior. And when I came my freshman year, I probably would say I didn't really have a relationship with God. I was one of those Adventist kids who always went to church and was in Adventist school, kindergarten through eighth grade, my whole life. But I wouldn't really say I had a relationship with God. But coming to Milo helped me actually get that relationship. And so now that actually means something to me, and I hope it means something for you guys too.
Yeah. Wow, that song always gets to me. I think when I think about Jesus and just watching him go down that road, it hurts my heart when I think about that. But because of that, something so amazing happens. I think sometimes, at least I know, it's so easy to get burdened down with all of the things in life that want to just pull on us and weigh at us, and the sins that we've done and the mistakes we've made, and just burdens, lots of burdens. But I want to read a verse here really quick. Okay, Matthew 11:28, it says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.'" This cross, how Jesus gave up his life for us, that is what gives us the opportunity, the ability to be able to truly rest in Jesus and have true peace. So this next song is called "At Calvary," and it's more of a celebration song. It's a yes, thank you, Jesus, I can have rest now.
Don't you love those old hymns? Oh, they got richness there. Wow. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied for me. Okay, Emily.
Okay. as Jesus hung on the cross, you know, we just think, like, he died for us, right? And that's weighty in itself, but he was mutilated before that. He had been pushed around by the Pharisees, and then he was whipped, flogged, spit at, and drugged through the street. And it's not a pretty picture. It really isn't. And before that, he wore his feet out on the roads trying to get his message out in the 3 years he had. And he served us. And this song is singing about how beautiful is the body of Christ. Even though it didn't look pretty, it was mutilated, it was scarred, it was broken. But it was beautiful because what it did for us, it saved us.